Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and we welcome you to the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing, a time of worship in the presence of the Lord. Let's sing together, let's pray together, let's follow along in God's Word. Let's just celebrate victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is great to be with you and greet you each day in Jesus' name. What a lovely name, the only name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. The name we are supposed to do all in the name of Jesus. From Zechariah 10:12, the word of God to begin today's broadcast, and I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk up and down in His name, saith the Lord. Wonderful words of life on today's broadcast service. I hope someone is worshiping with you because you invited them. And if you will, be ready to take down our contact information in just a little while. All right, page 163 in the Beloved Songs and Hymns hymnal, Just the Closer Walk with Thee. Most of you know this. Let's sing it together. I am weak, but Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to Thee, just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be, through this world of toil and snares. If I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but Thee, dear Lord, none but Thee. My feeble life is o'er. Time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely o'er. Home on that ride. bright golden shore. When life's sun sets in the happy home of the blessed. Sing it with us now. Hallelujah. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Don't know who wrote the words of that song. We know it was composed by R.E. Winsett, and the last verse was written by R.E. Winsett, but we don't know who wrote the words to "Just a Closer Walk with Thee." But whoever it was praying a prayer that I would like for us to pray, "Just a Closer Walk with Thee." Wouldn't you like to walk closer to the Lord? If so, we can do so. 1 Corinthians 13, beginning with verse 1, is the precious promise today. He says, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I can remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing." Again, wonderful words of life as we proceed forward. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for a closer walk with you. And we thank you, Lord, that we can have charity. Father, faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. We've often sung. And Lord, hear it. 1 Corinthians, Paul is giving us the real emphasis and the real reason and the need for us to have charity, because without charity, we are nothing. Lord, in ourselves, we are nothing, but in you, we are everything. Lord, you are our everything. So, Lord, help us to draw close to you. And help us, Lord, to be people filled with fervent charity. Lord, use this service for your glory and your honor. Help us to be Bible Christians. There is no other kind, not just Christian in name only, but we want to be Christian in experience, Christian in life. Hallelujah. We want to be Christian in our demeanor. We want to be Christian, Lord, in our personality. We want to be Christian in our speech and our walk. We want to be Christian, Lord, in our sight. Everything we say or do, fill us, Lord, closer to you, we pray, and full of charity. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. forward to hearing from you. The mail has been very slow lately, but thank you for those of you that we have heard from. And I know even though we haven't heard from many through the mail or so forth, we know that you have been praying for us. Thank you for doing that. And I'll give you the contact information at the end. And after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with us, it would be helpful for us to continue going. But first of all, we want to worship the Lord, and we want you to pray and be led of the Spirit of the Lord. When I got saved, clap your hands. Let's pick up the tempo. Wandering from God and right, my soul was lost. Traveling in darkest night, by tempest tossed. Then Jesus saw my plight, by sin depraved. He came and found me, light shone around me when I got saved. I got happy down in my heart. I told the Lord I'd never depart. I shouted hallelujah, shouted all day. My sins confessing, he gave a blessing when I got saved. I can't afford to stop, heaven is mine. I'm sure to reach the top some happy time. Heaven is now my goal, I can't deny. Soon I'll be leaving, I won't be grieving, I'm on my way. Sin goodbye. Let Jesus Christ come in before you die. Upon Mount Calvary, his life he gave. His power will fill you, comfort and thrill you. Your soul will save. I got happy down in my heart. I told the Lord I'd never depart. I shouted hallelujah, shouted all day. My sins confessing, he gave a blessing when I got saved. Hallelujah. In John chapter 6:51, Jesus said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give him is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Thank you for worshiping with us. I am Pastor Dennis Myers. We're here weekdays at this time with the power of Pentecost, the Lord permitting and providing. And we need some help to stay here after you've given to your church and taken care of your family. If you'd like to share something with us, it would be a blessing, but we want you to worship and obey the Lord and be obedient. Send any mail to the power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. The website www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. I got happy down in my heart. I told the Lord I'd never depart. I shouted hallelujah, shouted all day. My sins confessing, he gave a blessing.